News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Ireland will not meet its 2013 to 2020 EU targets for greenhouse gas emissions reductions. That's according to a new report by the Environmental Protection Agency. The director of the office that authored the report, Sharon Finnegan, joins us now. Sharon, why are we not going to meet those targets?
Morning, Shane. Thanks very much. Yeah, so today the EPA is publishing its greenhouse gas emission projections for 2020 out to 2040. And the projections show that Ireland will not meet its 2013 to 2020 EU targets, and we're going to have exceeded that target by 12 megatons of CO2 equivalent. But it also shows that Ireland can meet our current EU commitments over the 2021 to 2030 period if all current plans and policies are fully implemented. And I suppose that's the key issue as to why we haven't met our targets to date. And it's because the full range of measures that have been identified as necessary to make that transition to a low carbon economy haven't been fully implemented. And they're measures like across the transport sector, so decarbonisation of the transport fleet, so upgrading of our car fleet into electric vehicles, a greater use of cycling and walking, and then a better biofuel blend so that the fuel that we are putting into our cars has a lesser impact on the environment. It also is around how we're heating our homes, so moving away from a reliance on oil and peat and so on, and moving towards more energy efficient homes where it's easier to fuel them and so on. And then more advances in relation to agriculture. So lower slurry use, for example, and the use of lower nitrogen fertilizer for soil management. So they're the types of measures that we need to take that haven't been taken in the period as to why we haven't met our targets for the period up to 2030.
Sharon, I'm just thinking of some of the things you mentioned there, moving to electric cars, more cycling, changes in agriculture, changes to how we heat our homes. Like, we've done next to nothing in those areas, really, haven't we?
Well, I mean, I think what we're seeing now with these projections, and as we look out to 2030, we are seeing that the Climate Action Plan 2019, if fully implemented, will bring us to our targets to 2030. And I think really that's the key piece. We know what we need to do now, and we know the path that we need to be on to get there. And what the projections show is that with full implementations of the measures that have now been identified and with a considerable amount of detail as to how we're going to get there, that we can meet those targets. And I think really that needs to be our focus now, to be able to say, look, we have a path, we know how to get on it, but the real key issue, and this is the key issue from the report today, is that implementation is crucial. And we have to implement the policies that have been identified.
Lots of kids on my kids' reports coming home at the moment. I mean, is this kind of a H3, H4, a C or a D in terms of how we're doing, and lots of scope to do an awful lot better?
Certainly there is scope to do an awful lot better. And it's really important that Ireland plays its part here, because not only, there are kind of multiple reasons why we need to step up here. But one of the key things is that the science tells us that every ton of carbon matters. Every choice that we make matters. Every time we emit into the atmosphere, greenhouse gas emissions are long-lived gases. They stay forever. So the choices you make today do have an impact into the future. But the other reason why it's really important is that there are so many co-benefits for taking action from climate change. So, for example, if we do have a shift over to electric vehicles, or we do use different blends of fuel in our car, they have immediate knock-on impact for air quality, for congestion, for better quality of life. And if we're moving to a different form of transport, okay, like cycling and walking, you get a much better quality of life.
Makes sense. Makes absolute sense. Just before I let you go, very finally, Leo Varadkar famously described us as a laggard when it came to making changes in this area, our performance in this area. Are we still a laggard compared to our European peers?
I mean, certainly when you look across the European countries, others are doing much better than we are. When we look to the UK, when we look to France, when we look to Germany, they are all in compliance. And certainly Ireland is not in the place where we want to be. But I think what we're seeing in this is that if we implement all of the policies in the Climate Action Plan by 2030, we will be in compliance with our 2030 goals. And that's really the focus and where we need to be, Shane.
Okay, we will leave it there. Sharon Finnegan, Director of the Environmental Protection Agency, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.